smash the Villa and we're going to Wembley. Wembley!
From Global's newsroom, I'm Mike Perkins at Wembley. Villa fans are already beginning to get off the trains at Wembley Park Station with their claret and blue hats, shirts and flags. A real family atmosphere is expected here today by the time of the 5:30 kickoff. And these parents told me what it means to them to bring their son here.
If we don't ever do it again, we can say we've done it. You know, it's father and son time, isn't it? I've already seen a few wandering around, so yeah, it's brilliant. We're going to make a full day of it.
Birmingham-born Gabby Agbonlahor says he knows how important it is the players deliver for people like that.
It's a massive day for them. I can imagine there's a lot of people that have booked off work, they've made sacrifices to go to the game, so we want to go there and give them something to shout about, and then hopefully we can be coming off after the game celebrating with them.
Now, right up until kick-off at 5:30 this evening and through the game, I'll be bringing you all the latest on the Heart West Midlands News Twitter feed. Now back to Olivia with a roundup of the rest of today's news.
Thanks, Mike. And three Birmingham men have been jailed for more than 18 years after robbing a cash delivery driver outside a Birmingham petrol station. It happened last July at the Apple Green service station on Small Heath Highway. The victim was threatened with a knife in his face. Dye-stained money was found by police with a sledgehammer in cleaning products bought from a nearby shop to try and clean the cash. Hot weather, bright and sunny today with highs up to 14 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be a little windy and rainier. From Global's newsroom, I'm Olivia Morley. You're up to date on Hearts.